So yesterday we began to talk about the Gemara in Baba Kama about the Takanos Ezra. Ezra made 10 different Takanos. One of those Takanos was that we should have Kriyas HaTorah on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos afternoon. And the reason for that was because he never wanted that we should have 3 days without Limud HaTorah. 3 days should never pass. It says the Jewish people went 3 days without water, so we don't want that to happen. So now that we have a Takana of Kriyas HaTorah, that will never happen again. There's an interesting tshuva that Rav Asher Weiss has. It's not printed in the tshuvas, but he has the tshuva regardless, about where he discusses this takana of Kriyas HaTorah, whether or not it's specifically connected to the tefillah of Shachris, or do we assume that Kriyas HaTorah is just, since the Gemara says that Ezra was nervous that you would go 3 days without learning Torah, so he instituted that you should read the Torah. Not that the institution is particularly in the morning. It can be done at any point during the day, as long as you go 3 days without having a break from learning Torah. So this is an interesting tshuva. And he obviously gives the very notable nafkamina, which is, let's say a person doesn't make it to Shacharis, or for whatever reason, the Aron Kodesh is locked in the morning, the Gabbai is out of town, we can't lay in the morning, or the Sefer Torah is being fixed, we only get the Sefer Torah back in the afternoon. Would we go ahead and lay in during Mincha, or do you say no? The time for davening and having Kriyas HaTorah is in the morning. But once that time passes, there's no longer any obligation. He proves from a Trumas HaDeshen that it would seem that the obligation to have a Kriyas HaTorah is not specifically for the morning, for Shacharis, but the obligation of Kriyas HaTorah, the Takanas Ezra, was something that should be at any point during the day. And if you don't have the chance to do it in the morning, you should do it in the afternoon. So he brings a proof to this. He says the Trumas HaDeshen, who the Ramah bases much of his psak on, is based on the Trumas HaDeshen. So Trumas HaDeshen writes the following. What happens if you start to daven Chazaras HaShatz, and you have a minyan, and you're doing what you're supposed to do, and now a few people run out on a Hatzalah call? So now we only have 6 people left in the shul, 6 people left for the minyan. So what do you do? So the halacha that the Trumas HaDeshen says is, continue to daven, because since you started this segment of the davening, when there was a minyan, you're allowed to be mashlim, you're allowed to complete. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, what if we started Kriya Shema and Baruch Hu with a minyan, and now we get up to Shemona Esrei, and the minyan is gone? So am I allowed to continue with Chazaras HaShatz? Do you say that's all one segment of davening, and since I started Baruch Hu with Birchas Kriya Shema, therefore I'm allowed to continue and say Shemona Esrei and Chazaras HaShatz? Or do you say, no, that's a totally different part of the davening, and therefore a new minyan would be required. And if you don't have a minyan when you start the Chazaras HaShatz, you cannot begin at all. So the Trumas HaDeshen says, no, that would be considered a separate segment of the davening, and therefore he says you would not be able to continue. Then he says, what about Kriyas HaTorah? What if I started Chazaras HaShatz, and I already had the minyan? So now I'm allowed to continue for the rest of Chazaras HaShatz. However, he says, what about Kriyas HaTorah, says the Trumas HaDeshen? Would you be allowed to go ahead and do the Kriyas HaTorah, even if you don't have a minyan? Says the Trumas HaDeshen, no. His lashon is, the Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur, chashiva milsa b'fnei atzma. That's considered a totally separate segment. This is not a part of Shacharis. It's not a part of davening, it's not a part of Shemona Esrei, it's not a part of Bichas Kriya Shema, it's not a part of Ashrei. It's a totally separate takana. So Ezra told us we should train every 3 days. We happen to have stuck that takana into the middle of Shacharis, but that is not considered an integral part of the davening Shacharis itself, and therefore Rav Asher Weiss argues, and many say the same, if you don't have the opportunity, for whatever reason, the shul doesn't have a Sefer Torah in the morning, or We couldn't get the Aron open, or for whatever reason, we weren't able to meet, there was a flood, and now we only come to shul in the afternoon, we would go ahead and have the Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon, because Kriyas HaTorah is not intrinsically connected to Shacharis per se. Now, we find the various places that the Chachamim were concerned of Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim. Take, for example, the sugya that we're learning in the afternoon, is the Chachamim said, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow the shofar. Why? Because we're afraid maybe you're going to have a Baal Tokeya who doesn't really know how to blow the shofar properly. He's going to go and take his shofar and run to the person to go teach him how to do it, and he's going to violate the Isra of Hotzah b'Shabbos. He's going to violate a Nisa d'Araisa. Or similarly, the Gemara says when you have the Takana of Lulav, so we shake the Lulav on Sukkot. What if one day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, what do you do then? So the Gemara says the Chachamim suspended the original Halacha, and they said, Shema Yavirenu, we're concerned maybe someone's going to carry the Lulav, and therefore we say nobody should shake lulav on Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos. So there's a famous kasha of the Tosfos Yomtiv where he asks, if you're concerned that maybe someone's going to take his shofar to go learn how to blow, or someone's going to take his lulav to go do that mitzvah, why aren't you concerned every Shabbos with Kriyas HaTorah? How do we have an institution of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos? Shouldn't we be concerned that maybe Shema Yavirenu, you're going to have somebody, we've all seen it, somebody gets up to lane, he has no idea what he's doing, He's going to quickly run with the Sefer Torah to the expert Balkori down the block, and he's going to tell him, hey, they're putting me up to lane. I don't know what I'm doing. You got to teach me the Kriyas HaTorah. Aren't we concerned, Shema Yavirenu, by Kriyas HaTorah as well? So this is the kasha that the Tosfos Yontav asks on the Mishnah and Megillah. So the Tosfos Yontav gives some answers. The first answer that he suggests is, well, the Rishonim write that, let's say Tosfos asks a question in Megillah. Why aren't we concerned that you shouldn't do a bris milah on Shabbos? Because maybe the mo is going to carry all of his tools. Maybe he's going to do the malach of havar of hotzah of Shabbos. Shouldn't we be concerned just like we're concerned by lulav and by shofar? What about by bris milah? So Tosfos answers, in one of his answers, he says, no, because you only have an expert moel that you hire to do the bris milah. You would never bring somebody who's a novice at the milah to come and do the milah on your son. You would never risk that. And therefore he says, what's the whole concern? Maybe you're going to take your shofar and go to the expert to teach you how to blow. There's no concern by a milah. You would never agree to be a moel if you didn't know what you were doing. So what's the concern? Maybe you're going to take your knife and run to the person and ask him to teach you how to do it. It's no concern. You would never take upon yourself, you would never agree to be a moel unless you knew what you were doing. So therefore Tosa says, we have no reason to make a gzera to make a takana when it comes to the mitzvah of bris milah b'shabbos. Whereas by tkiyas shofar, sometimes you have somebody gets up and he doesn't really know what he's doing, and therefore he's going to have to run to the expert. We're concerned maybe he's going to carry it outside. Well, the same thing over here, says the Tosfos Yontav. Nobody in their right mind would ever get up to be the Balkori from the Sefer Torah if he didn't know what he was doing. And therefore, says the Tosfos Yontav, there's nothing to be nervous about. What, we're going to come to Shul Shabbos, we're going to put somebody up to be the Balkori, he's not going to know what he's doing? He would never agree to be a Balkori if he didn't know what he was doing. Now, maybe that was in the days of the Tosfos Yontav. We all know that that's not the case today. We all know that nowadays you have plenty of people who volunteer to be the Balkori. They don't know how to read. They don't know how to do anything. And yet they're going up and agreeing to do it anyway. So that answer, the Tosfos Yontav, is a little bit questionable for our situation that we find ourselves in nowadays. So Tosfos Yontav goes on to give another answer. And he says, well, maybe the answer goes as follows. Since Kriyas HaTorah can only be performed in the context of a tzibur, since Kriyas HaTorah can only be done when we have 10 people together, therefore he says, we have a principle, Rabim Madkari Hadadi. You have a lot of people together. If somebody sees the Balkori pick up the Sefer Torah and start running into the street, somebody in the minyan is going to stop him. Somebody in the minyan is going to say, hey, there's an Isser of Hotzah B'Shabbos. He's not going to go ahead and violate the Isser because somebody in the context of the minyan is going to stop him. And therefore he says, that's why we would say that Kriyas HaTorah is permissible on Shabbos, and we don't make a takana that nobody should lay in because we're going to run with the Sefer Torah outside, because there's no concern. Somebody from the minyan is going to realize that there's a malacha being violated, and that's not going to come to happen. However, when you have lulav or shofar, which is not an obligation that has to be done b'tzibur, lulav and shofar is something that each individual person has to do on their own, and it's not the tzibur's obligation, so there, says the Tosfos Yontav, there we are concerned that maybe you're going to violate the aveira of hotzah b'shabbos, because you're going to carry your own lulav, you're going to carry your own shofar, and therefore we can make a distinction between Kriyas HaTorah and these other mitzvahs like shofar and like lulav. Which leads us to a very important discussion. And that is, what exactly is the nature of our obligation of Kriyas HaTorah? Of course, we're only allowed to read the Sefer Torah B'tzibur when we have 10 people. But what is the nature of our obligation? The Achronim discuss, is Kriyas HaTorah something that is a Chovas HaTzibur? Is it that we have a communal obligation to go and read the Sefer Torah every week? Or is it that we have a Chovas HaYachid? We have a personal, individual obligation that everyone must fulfill to read the Sefer Torah. What's the difference? Why should it make a difference? So take, for example, now the parshiyos are off between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So what if I am a person who is in America, now I travel to Eretz Yisrael, and I miss one parsha? So do I have to do whatever I can to make sure that I don't miss that parsha, or do I have to get a minyan together to go and find all the people from Chutz La'aretz who are there to make sure that I catch up? If you say it's a chovas hayachid, if you say it's my individual obligation, each person on their own has to make sure they hear every parsha, then what do I care that you're traveling? It's your obligation, you have to do it. However, if you say that it's just a chovas hatzibur, it's the community's obligation, so as long as the community in my community is laning, as long as the community in Eretz Yisrael is laning, so everything's being taken care of. It's not my own obligation to make sure that I make up every individual parsha. So, the Ramban in Maseches Megillah famously weighs in on the issue. The Ramban and the Ran talk about it, and the Ran basically says pretty much clearly that Kriyas HaTorah is something which is a Chovas HaTzibur. Kriyas HaTorah is something that is not incumbent upon each individual person. It is something that is incumbent only upon the community as a whole. And therefore, that would emerge from the Ramban, that if a person has that situation where they miss a parsha, they would not have to make it up, because as long as the community took care of it, that is good enough. The Acharonim quote a story from the Arizal, that the Arizal used to daven b'yechidus a lot, used to daven at home, because he had more kavana that way, whatever it was, he wasn't rushed, and because of that, he very often missed Kriyas HaTorah. He wasn't able to make it to shul because he was davening slowly at his house. And the Arizal had no problem with that. And seemingly the Arizal's reason why he had no problem was because he was of the opinion that Kriyas HaTorah is something which is a communal obligation. So for whatever reason, I'm not able to participate with them, but it shouldn't shake you up. It doesn't bother me, says the Arizal, because as long as the community is doing what they have to do, even if I miss out on the opportunity, it's not a problem at all. However, my father writes in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav the following. He says, Kama pa'amim ira, it happened many times. Rav Soloveitchik lived in Boston, but he used to travel into New York. So it happened many times, she Rabbeinu nasa mi Boston li yeshiva biyom beis, that Rav Soloveitchik used to take a flight in on Monday. V'lo ha'yachol l'shma kriyas ha'torah ba'boker kodem shanasa. He wasn't able to hear kriyas ha'torah in the morning. He was rushing to the airport, he had to daven b'yechidus, and he wasn't able to make it to hear the kriyas ha'torah. V'ha'yashal es ha'talmidim la'achar gemar ha'shir, he used to go to the talmidim after the shir was over on Monday. Now he's in New York. And he would ask, maybe you can stick around to make a minion to learn Kriyas HaTorah. V'kach hanag, and this is what he did all the time. Haya omrim ashrei shel mincha. This is what they used to do on a regular day for mincha. They used to say ashrei, chatzi kaddish, Kriyas HaTorah, chatzi kaddish od pam, like we do on a fast day. V'ispalu mincha, then they said shemona esrei. So that's what the Rav used to do very often when he flew in from Boston and he missed his chance to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Why did he do that? What do you mean? Isn't it a communal obligation? So what? You had a flight, you missed the Kriyas HaTorah, so too bad, so you missed it. So no. Ki noag hayu rabbeinu lahachmir kedas hagon Reb Chaim, because the Rav had a misori, he had a tradition from his grandfather Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, who was of the other opinion that Kriyas HaTorah is an individual obligation. Everybody must do it on their own, and therefore you have no excuse just because you're traveling to Eretz Yisrael, just because you're going to be on a flight from Boston, you have an obligation to go and make sure you make that up. Reb Chaim felt that it was a chovas hayachid. And then he writes that Reb Chaim said as well that whenever he used to travel to rabbinic conferences and he wasn't able to make it to shul on his way while he was traveling, when he got to the conference, he would also put a minyan together and sit down and lay the Kriyas HaTorah that he had missed in the shul. In the footnote there, my father writes as well, Rabbeinu Hiskir Shapami Alduso, he said that Reb Soloveitchik said in the shir that when he was younger, he had two very illustrious grandfathers. One of them is famous, and one of them is not so famous. The famous one is Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. The other one was also a tremendous Talmud Chacham, whose name was Reb Elia Pruzhner. So they were Mechutanim. So Reb Soloveitchik went once to visit his grandfather Reb Chaim in Brisk. Amale Zikno Ha'acher, so his other grandfather, Reb Elia Pruzhner, heard that he was going to visit the other grandfather Reb Chaim, the Mechutan. Sheyatziya Befnei Hagrach, he said to him, do me a favor, you're going to visit the Zeta. Do me a favor, I want you to show Reb Chaim this Ramban in Megillah, where the Ramban says pretty clearly that the obligation, the nature of the obligation of Kriyas HaTorah is only a Choves HaTzibur, it's a communal obligation. So show that to Reb Chaim and ask him why he feels otherwise. Shekriyas HaTorah Choves HaTzibur LaChoves HaYachid. So Reb Soloveitchik said that he went to his grandfather and he discussed the matter with him and he showed him the Ramban in the Mechamas where he says clearly that it's only a Choves HaTzibur, and Reb Chaim in his brilliance showed him how to read the Ramban absolutely inside out, upside down, that the Ramban not only wasn't a question against him, but the Ramban was a proof to his opinion. So he goes back to his other grandfather, Reb Elia Pruzhner, and he tells him over what Reb Chaim had told him to say. And Reb Elia Pruzhner said to him, I don't know Yiddish well enough, but he said, you should realize that Reb Chaim mitzayin brisker ivra, when with his brisker way of reading everything, he was able to flip a Ramban inside out, upside down, and bring it as a proof to himself. So that's an interesting story, but this is a very important machlokas as to what the nature of Kriyas HaTorah really is. Is it something that each individual person must do on their own? Or is it something that, as a community, we have to make sure it's taken care of, but my own personal obligation is not to go ahead and do it? I did see in Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, he brings a very interesting proof to show that Kriyas HaTorah is something that we're all obligated to do. He writes that the Gemara tells us in Mori Katan, a nasi shameis, when you have a nasi, a great Talmud Chacham who's the leader of a community, passes away, bate midrashas kulim b'telim. You have to shut down all the Beis Medrash until the Levaya takes place. And the Beis HaKnesset says, oh, you have to close down the shuls as well, because the nasi died, therefore everything stops. Life stops, everyone has to daven at home, learn at home, you can't come to shul. However, they come to the Beis HaKnesset, the Korin Shiva. They come to the Beis HaKnesset and they go and they lane from the Sefer Torah. Says Rashi, Why do they learn from a Sefer Torah? De'em ispalalim yachad bebeis ha-kneses, because when a Nasi dies, everyone's davening in their own homes. Ela kol echad mispalal bebeiso, and therefore, in order to have the Kriyas HaTorah, we all come together and we lay together in the shul. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you see that even though each individual person is laying at home, and each individual person is davening at home, still we have to reconvene afterwards and get together to lay all together, which would seem to indicate, I could have heard either way, seem to indicate what? That it's a communal obligation or that it's an individual obligation. Well, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, from the fact that the Gemara says every person who davened at home has to come back together to daven in shul in order to chap the laning, that would seem to indicate that it's a chovas hayachid. Okay, it's arguable, but it's something to consider. Either way, in the Sefer Maisa Rav, which is from the Vilna Gaon, they point out the following, that they asked the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon's opinion was that you should recite a bracha the same way we recite a bracha on Megillas Esther when we lay in it on Purim. So too he said, when you lay in Rus and Shir HaShirim and everything else, you should also recite a bracha, obviously if you lay in it from a cloth, not if you lay in from a siddur or a chumish. So the Vilna Gaon was of the opinion that it's a real mitzvah, it's a real takan, and you should say a bracha on the other Megillas as well. So they asked the Vilna Gaon, if that's true, well, the same way when Purim falls out on Shabbos, you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos because Shema Yavirenu, maybe you'll carry the Megillah outside. Why don't we have the same gzeir over here? How come we lay in on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we're going to lay in Shir HaShirim and Rus and all these different things? Shouldn't you be concerned, Shavi Renu? Why aren't you concerned that somebody's going to carry the Megillah on his own and he's going to violate the Yisra of Hotzah B'Shabbos? That's the question that they presented to the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon answered as follows. There's a difference between something that is mutal al kol yachid v'yachid. There's a difference between a mitzvah which each individual person has to do, such as shofar, lulav, and Megillas Esther. Each person has an obligation to do that. In a case like that, you have to make a gzera, because maybe somebody inadvertently is going to carry the shofar, the lulav, or the Megillas Esther outside. However, he says, the other Megillas on the other Yom Tovim, lo hukva me'olam ala yachid. That was never a personal obligation. That was always a communal obligation, that as a community, we all have to make sure to read Rus on Shavuos, and we have to lay in Shir HaShirim and Koheles in their appropriate times. But that was never an individual obligation. Ki im ala tzibur, ukidim, says the Vilna Gaon, and this is similar to Kriyas HaTorah b'Shabbos. This is similar to Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, where the Vilna Gaon says, Shelo gazru ba shemi yavirenu dal rams b'shus harabim, says the Vilna Gaon, how come we didn't make a takana that you're not allowed to lay in on Shabbos because maybe you're going to carry the Sefer Torah outside? Vilna Gaon answers, no, because that's a communal obligation. When you have a communal obligation that we all have to do together, we're not concerned that maybe somebody's going to make a mistake and carry the Sefer Torah outside, as we would be concerned by something which is a obligation that is mutal ala yachid, like lulav, shofar, and the Megillah Esther that we find, takanas were instituted. Okay, so that's with regard to that.